I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic leaders in the Holy Land are asking Israel to roll back the Israeli nation's state law. The law, which passed in July, established Hebrew as Israel's only official language, downgraded Arabic to a language of, quote, special status, and stated that Jewish settlement is a, quote, national value. It also established, quote, the right to exercise national determination in Israel is unique to the Jewish people. In asking Israel to repeal the law, Catholic leaders stated that non-Jews are also citizens of Israel, and that all residents in the country, no matter what religion they follow, should be treated as equal citizens. At a news conference today, President Trump proposed that both parties work together on legislative priorities, but also warned that if Democratic-controlled congressional committees begin investigating him and his administration, Republicans will do the same and create a gridlock. Republicans gained a few Senate seats in the midterm elections, while Democrats took control of the House. According to an Associated Press poll, the issues on the minds of voters in last night's elections were healthcare, immigration, and the president. Voters in 37 states also had a number of ballot measures to consider. In Massachusetts, voters reaffirmed a 2016 law that extends non-discrimination protections to transgender people, Michigan voters legalized recreational marijuana, and in Florida, voters approved a measure that will give over 1 million ex-felons the right to vote. Chris Watts has pled guilty to killing his pregnant wife and two daughters. In a plea deal, the district attorney has agreed to drop the death penalty in exchange for Watts accepting all 9 charges against him. Watts had claimed that he had told his wife he was having an affair and that she then killed one of their children and was trying to kill another when he attacked her. Watts' sentencing hearing is scheduled for November 19th, where he could face 3 consecutive life terms. During his weekly general audience, Pope Francis stated that the real meaning and purpose of wealth is to use it to serve others and promote human dignity, and that life is for loving and not attaining material possessions. The Pope also called out the lack of distribution in the world's riches and resources. He said that the riches of the world are in the hands of a few, while poverty and suffering affects many, and that while the world has enough resources to provide everyone with basic needs, those resources are used without discernment and they keep declining. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.